השם חזר וים אצלי בך וים אצלי בך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ לי בך חזק ויאמץ לי בך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ לי בך ויאמץ לי בך וקבל השם קבל השם חזק ויאמץ לי בך חזק ויאמץ לי בך וקבל השם קבל השם
נקרא קטע להכנה לשיר מתוך עניין אמת ואמונה של רבש.
רבש, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And for myself, I don't care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete, as it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. Let's read it again. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason, namely not to take our sensations and reason into account, but say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the overseer, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do, and I for myself, I don't care how I feel myself because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still in the kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete, as it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from Him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work that I have the privilege of serving the King even at the lowest degree. That too I regard as a great privilege that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him at least to some degree. Task in the Ten. Each friend in the Ten speaks with gratitude about the special privilege we have of serving the King. Each friend in the Ten speaks with gratitude about the special privilege we have of serving the king.
Yes, it's not just like that, that we were given the possibility to be here together, to be together with each other, to be for each other. Again, each morning, like every morning, we're given the opportunity to exert in the connection between us, to love each other, to revive this concern that we will try to hold as much as possible throughout the day. It is simply as a gift that we get anew each time. We need to remember it and also to remind each other of it, to help each other feel this way, that we are loved.
Looking at all of mankind as one body, then there's just one part in it that got an awakening and is right here and all around the world right now. Having a desire to connect, making an effort to do it. The Creator designated that part to be the head, to flow the quality of bestowal through them and disseminate it in the world. And it's a tremendous pleasure and privilege. And no one would want to give that up, to allow someone else to be that, who'd want to be the head, to allow, well, it's a choice from above. We're chosen from above.
And in this Rosh, the expression, the manifestation of each cell is very different. Some are involved in making a newspaper, some are involved in the sound. Each one has its own expression. One of us was in Carmiel till late at night. Each one gives in a different way. Each one does, and what is unique is what unites us is the intention, the common effort. This is what makes a Rosh of us.
Previously you said beloved ones, a special word. We were privileged to come closer to the upper light. We're thankful for that. There's nothing greater.
It's also the connection to the foundation or the secret. How do we reach this secret that we have been scrutinizing for many years, and we came to the conclusion that is quite simple, that we truly need to unite to reach concern for the friends, a common concern, to rise above all of concerns for oneself, and then it all opens up. It opens up, and it becomes possible also to pass it on to others.
I'm inspired by the friends that are with me on the path. I see the world through their eyes.
A second question for a workshop: how do we interpret the concept of to work for the sake of heaven or work for the Creator in the 10? So again, how do we interpret the concept to work for the sake of heaven or work for the Creator in the 10?
I see very special people that are doing on and beyond human abilities, and for me this is an example to serve the Creator, and these examples give me the confidence that in this world there is such a thing called spirituality, the expression of which can be seen through the friends of the world Kli. And for me that's serving the Creator. Thanks to the friends, I'm on this path, and I think that to serve these friends, even for a moment, open-heartedly, out of a pure heart, it's something that was worthwhile living this entire incarnation for.
Just for the fact that we're sitting here together talking about these things, thinking about these things, it is something truly special that no one else has, and we do have it. Sitting inside of a group of people that all they want is to learn how to love and to bring humanity to connection and bring themselves to that such a place, it's a huge privilege. And no word can come close to expressing how great this thing is. And as for the sake of the Creator, to simply adhere to them, to try to imitate them, try to serve these people so that they will succeed in their mission.
And to do all of this above the ego, because our ego doesn't really allow us to invest in society or to think about how to change my attitude toward the friends, what I feel towards the friends, to change all of these things. Naturally, my ego resists it. But we, as one great Big Ten all around the world, every time anew, get this kind of boost, this tremendous force to work above our ego. Why? So that the quality of bestowal shall dwell here and will be circulated to the entire world from here.
Yes, we're born with the intention to work only for ourselves. And inside of the ten, we begin to develop this desire, this point that we receive, this idea that we receive to suddenly work for the sake of others, which is something very difficult to understand. But inside of the ten, it starts taking on a flesh and a form and certain states and relations and panim and different methods. And this whole thing we build here, only together, only in the common work in the ten can we develop this intention to bestow, which is really to work for the sake of heaven.
Leman ahay ahay v'le'ay adavana shalom bach Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Ay 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 Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Leman ahay v're'ay Leman ahay v're'ay Leman ahay ahay v're'ay Adavana shalom bach Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Ay 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 Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach Leman bet Hashem Elokeinu avak shatov lach